Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. The city of Hoonah declared a local emergency earlier this week following heavy snowstorms in the region. On Tuesday night, the Hoonah City Council unanimously approved a disaster declaration, which opens the door for the Southeast Alaska community to request aid from the state. Governor Mike Dunleavy approved the declaration earlier today. Hoonah's city administrator, Dennis Gray Jr., says the small community on Chichagof Island has been overwhelmed with the snow and needs assistance. As of yesterday morning, the National Weather Service in Juneau recorded that the city had received at least 3 feet of snow since late December.
We're facing the same issues that Juneau is. We had 3 boats sink in our harbor. We have 2 that are still sunk and causing damage to the floats.
Hoonah's declaration comes around the same time that the city and tribal leaders in Juneau announced a joint disaster declaration after back-to-back snowstorms dumped more than 4 feet of snow on Juneau. Gray says Hoonah city staff and residents are struggling to keep up with the snow removal on buildings, boats, and roads. He says multiple porches and trailers have collapsed or been damaged due to the increasingly heavy snowpack.
Today we had 8 men on top of our wastewater plant shoveling off snow to make sure it didn't collapse. And so, yeah, it's a big mess.
Gray says the city is requesting assistance from the state primarily to help recover the 2 large sunken vessels that local equipment is unable to remove from the harbor. Both Hoonah and the capital city are bracing for an atmospheric river expected to hit Southeast Alaska tonight that will bring heavy rain and potential flooding. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. You're listening to KTOO. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good afternoon, this is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. As the state of Alaska responds to Juneau's disaster declaration, the capital city is bracing for heavy rain and potential flooding from an atmospheric river expected to hit Southeast Alaska later tonight. This comes after back-to-back storms dumped more than 4 feet of snow on the capital city. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch in Juneau for tomorrow morning through Saturday evening. At a press conference held in coordination with the city, tribal, and state officials Wednesday evening, NWS Warning Coordination Meteorologist Nicole Farron says Juneau can expect both snow and rain from the coming storm.
The most likely scenario right now is for anywhere from 4 to 5 inches of snow out of that event, but if the warm-up takes a little bit longer into the day on Friday, then we could see upwards of possibly 7 inches of snow before we change to rain.
She says the heaviest rain is expected to hit Juneau on Friday. Streets have already been pooling with water due to warming temperatures and rain. And Farron says to expect road conditions to worsen as snow and ice block drains. Yesterday, Governor Mike Dunleavy verbally approved Juneau's disaster declaration. Jeremy Zydek, a spokesperson for Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, says that the approval went into effect right away.
He activated the state's public assistance program, which is to fund repairs to damaged critical infrastructure and also to help with emergency response costs.
In addition to helping clear roofs of public buildings like schools, water treatment facilities, and Bartlett Regional Hospital, the state is also helping to dig out storm drains and fire hydrants. But state and city officials say that the assistance from this declaration will not include helping local residents or businesses clear snow from their own roofs. Robert Barr, deputy city manager, says the city has been prioritizing shoveling the roofs of public buildings based on how close each building is to its designed snow load capacity.
Some are quite close. Very few, only one that I'm aware of right now, are over. That's the Auk Bay Fire Station. So we've limited occupancy to that, and we'll be addressing it as quickly as we can.
An avalanche forecast at the Alaska Department of Transportation says the agency is anticipating road closures due to the potential for large avalanches, particularly over Thane Road. And students and staff at Mendenhall River Community School were evacuated from the elementary school today due to growing concerns about the snow load on the gym roof. In a news release this afternoon, the Juneau School District said occupants were relocated to Thunder Mountain Middle School out of an abundance of caution and that all students and staff were safe. The district told families to pick up students after 1 p.m. from the middle school. Any Mendenhall River students not picked up by 2:30 p.m. were sent home on a school bus. Juneau School District Facilities Director Christy Germain said crews will start clearing snow from the roof of Mendenhall River School tomorrow. While the building is closed, the school will offer remote learning.
That process of clearing the roof will continue through the weekend is the plan, and then our public announcement to families also includes that we will be communicating if it needs to continue with remote learning on Monday.
Students successfully evacuated to Thunder Mountain Middle School, where parents were able to pick them up, but they have mixed feelings on how the district has handled the winter storm. Michael Cohan is a parent of a preschooler at Mendenhall River Community School. She says she appreciates the way the district has handled its response to the storm.
I'm glad that the school took the precautions that they did to act out of an abundance of caution and move the kids to TM today and cancel school tomorrow to get snow removal taken care of.
Sarah Overton has multiple children at school. She says she wishes the schools weren't open at all this week.
I'm glad that I was able to come get them and nothing happened, but I feel like they shouldn't have had school in session at all if there was any sort of concern and if they hadn't shoveled the roof.
The district closed Sit E to Chenault Glacier Valley Elementary Wednesday to clear snow off its roof and plans to keep it closed the rest of the week. Germain says they expect to finish clearing snow off Glacier Valley tomorrow. This follows district-wide closures Monday and Tuesday. This all comes after back-to-back snowstorms dumped more than 4 feet of snow on Juneau, leading to the city and tribal governments issuing a joint disaster declaration this week. The district says it will continue to monitor all schools as an atmospheric river is forecast to hit southeast Alaska starting tonight. And the public comment period for the controversial Cascade Point Ferry Terminal in Juneau closes tomorrow. The state's proposed ferry terminal would be located about 30 miles north of the Auk Bay Ferry Terminal, on land owned by Goldbelt Incorporated, an Alaska Native corporation. The project is slated to cost tens of millions of dollars. The Alaska Department of Transportation already approved a $28.5 million contract for site preparation construction to begin this summer. In December, the state signed a $1.3 million contract with Juneau Hydropower for equipment to electrify the proposed dock. The state has been pushing for the new terminal for several years, saying it would benefit travelers by reducing operation costs and travel time between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. The project stands to benefit the proposed new Amalga gold mine in Juneau, which would be established near the face of the Herbert Glacier. In a press release, the Canadian company that proposes the mine, Grand Portage Resources, announced that it is working with Goldbelt to design an ore barge dock alongside Cascade Point. Leaders in Skagway and Haines have opposed the project. Members of the Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board have questioned the motives behind it. Some organizations, like the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, have called it a bad idea when the money could be spent on improving the current ferry system for riders. The Juneau Assembly hasn't taken a stance on it. The state's comment period was initially set to end in November, but was extended through tomorrow. Comments can be submitted via email to the DOT's Cascade Point webpage form. And a drop in new and existing jobs is forecast in Southeast Alaska this year due to federal layoffs, funding cuts, and steady population decline in the region. That's according to a recent report released by the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development this month. Economist Dan Robinson heads the state's Labor Research Department. He says the region is expected to lose about 100 jobs this year, including in the federal sector.
We don't yet have a really good handle on what our federal job numbers will be, but as they're not growing. For the first time in a long time, they're almost certain to fall.
Robinson says the Trump administration's continuous push to shrink the federal workforce and reduce government spending will counter job growth in the Southeast region. According to preliminary data, the department estimates Alaska lost about 300 federal jobs in 2025, and more cuts are expected this year. Robinson says those cuts, paired with Southeast Alaska's steadily declining birth rate and out-migration, will likely put major constraints on the region's economy. A previous report by the department found Southeast Alaska's overall population is projected to drop by about 17% by 2050, or roughly 12,000 people.
Kind of fundamentally, what's a challenge for Southeast region is our negative net migration, so more people wanting to leave the region than move here.
Cruise ship tourism and mining continue to be bright spots for Southeast Alaska jobs and its economy. Last year, Juneau welcomed just under 1.7 million cruise ship passengers, and new and proposed docks are anticipated to open up more job opportunities. The state's overall is expected to experience a 1% growth of additional 3,000 jobs this year. Most of that is made up of jobs in oil and gas, healthcare, construction, and transportation, according to the report. And the city of Ketchikan is once again looking for its new manager. Keith Morey had been selected by the city for the job, but withdrew his name from consideration on Tuesday afternoon, just hours before the city council planned to finalize his employment contract. Morey was flown into Ketchikan last month with another candidate for final interviews. The council selected Morey in a special meeting mid-December. The city manager is responsible for overseeing local utilities and city government operations, like council meetings. The search has been going on for nearly a year when former city manager Delilah Walsh stepped down. Mayor Bob Siverton said the council still has to decide what happens going forward. They could open up a new application process or go back to the pool of candidates they had previously. Acting City Manager Lacey Simpson, who has been in the position since Walsh stepped down, said the council plans to hold a special meeting in the near future to decide next steps in the hiring process. Both Simpson and Siverton declined to comment on the reasons why Morey withdrew his name from consideration. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in.